This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Our first guest tonight is from Melbourne. She's a singer, songwriter and composer. She's just released her debut EP. Her new single is very 60s glam affair, featuring some of Melbourne's most infamous drag queens. Tanza, welcome to Joy, hun.
Hey, Tanza.
G'day, darlings. How are you?
We're fabulous. You're looking very glam this evening.
Thanks. I'm doing my best. I just came from rehearsal, you know, so I try to embody the glamour at every stage of my music production.
Tanza is your mother's family name and it's also your stage name. Why Tanza?
My real name's Hayley Foster, which doesn't lend itself to the drama-rama glamour I'm aiming for, number one.
It's a bit norm, isn't it?
It's so norm. Sounds like, you know, a journalist, which is what I was doing before. And yeah, Tanza, it was a tribute to that female side of my family, you know, who were very influential in my life and making me the lady I am today.
Oh, there you go.
Now, the interesting part to this, Tanza, is you grew up in rural New South Wales, but you were raised in Rome, Italy. From one extreme to the other. Tell us about that.
I was just destined to be a diva.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. So, when did you land in Rome?
When I was 8 to when I was 12. So it was, it was only 4 years, but it was very formative, particularly in terms of when you're starting to figure out who you are as a person and who what kind of music you like and kind of what you want to be. My cultural, I guess, imprint was determined around that age, and it just became super glamorama, dramarama, divas everywhere. just that Italian culture in the 90s was very, very different to what I absorbed when I came back to Australia later.
So what did living in Rome influence you music-wise? What were we listening to back then?
Well, on daytime TV when I was a kid in Italy, there were always just these fabulous kind of aging divas kind of singing torch songs, and it was really normal. Like, that's just what you see on TV during the day. Just even in the street, like, my mum always loves talking about how you'd see all the signoras, you know, in their fishnet stockings and giant fur coats and, like, high heels just strutting down the road for a panini, you know? And that was what I was surrounded by. Yeah. And when you're a girl, you know, from Camden, New South Wales, you know, you've never seen anything like that before. And when they're your female role models kind of around you as a little girl, it's wonderful.
So when you got back to Melbourne, when did you sort of realise that singing and music was going to be your career, or was it?
It completely forced itself upon me. I was actually quite discouraged from pursuing music by my family, just because I don't come from a very musical family. It wasn't really a dark thing. It was just something that didn't really occur to my family at the time, I think. And I would just lock myself in the car, which was soundproof, and just write my ballads to myself and kind of find my own voice. Just usually me whinging about, you know, heartbreak and, you know. Nothing's changed.
Your image, you've said on your bio, is a bit like a female Frankenfurter and a bit 60s hair, 60s sort of glam icon. We like that.
I kind of borrowed a little bit here and there. Like, I started doing my eyeliner because I discovered Bridget Bardot and Sophia Loren. And yeah, Frankenfurter was a huge influence on me, you know, as for many other of my fellow performers, actually, when I was a kid. And yeah, just kind of borrowed little bits of here and there and just tried to create something different, you know, from what was around me.
You performed at Mardi Gras this year.
Yes.
What was that like for you?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, I've actually performed at Mardi Gras events most years in the last few years, but this is the first time I was actually performing on a moving float. I was part of the Snatch and Grab Girl Thing float, which is a mob that I've been DJing with for years in Sydney, and they put together this wonderful kind of femme Roman emperor vibe float, and I was the queen.
You would have fit right in with that Roman theme.
Absolutely. But what I sang, it was supposed to be futuristic, but it was looked kind of Roman and gold to me. But the number that I sang was the opera song from Fifth Element. Oh, gosh. And I had to perform this on a moving truck, kind of clutching this throne. And every single time the truck stopped, it was like, and I had to work it into
live,
my act.
Wasn't it? Was it live?
It was so live.
What's the buzz like, Tanza, going down, you know, I think it's Oxford Street there in Sydney. What's the buzz like?
It's incredible. I've marched before as well, without performing, and it's quite emotional. There's obviously a lot of historical kind of gravity to being in the Mardi Gras parade in general. And even though now I've got to say it's just heaps of tourists kind of watching you, you also kind of see the locals and stuff. And yeah, it feels like such an important honor to be a part of. This year was absolutely no different, except now I was also trying to concentrate on staying in tune and staying upright on the truck.
It's very hard walking down Oxford Street.
Yeah.
Oh my god, and not missing the live feed. My mum was so disappointed. The live feed on whatever channel it was flicked past when I was like clutching the throne and just kind of turning my head in another way, like in just stilettos. Trying to still be fabulous.
Let's move on to, I guess, the lead singer from the EP called Johnny. Now, if it's the Wrath of the Drag Queens, on Rage on the weekend, I hear, a couple of weekends ago.
Absolutely.
On Rage.
Yes.
And who plays Johnny? And he's quite nice
Stop it. His name's Zach Pidd.
Zach, hello.
Yeah, he's a Melbourne-based actor and he is just heaven.
The whole concept is very sort of 60s with the drag queens and heaps of colour. What was the inspiration for the clip?
I had an idea of the story of Johnny is that I'm in love with basically a performer whose real life persona is different to the man on the stage that everyone's in love with. But I decided, instead of taking that literally, I decided to make Johnny an alien dressed up as like a butch biker. And the drag element came because I loved this kind of idea of a Pink Ladies T-Birds motif due to the kind of Grease soundtracky kind of vibe of the song.
I love Grease.
Which kind of came through, like we were more influenced by Phil Spector and stuff when putting this song together, but it had this kind of Grease musical element to it that I decided to play on. And the fact of the matter is my girl gang in real life truly are those queens. Like that's who I roll with. They're the people who inspire me and kind of push me in my performing. And it was just really natural and they turned it out and they looked beautiful as the T-Birds as well. A lot of the people that watch the video don't realize at first that the T-Birds are the same actors as the queens.
Well, I love the video and it caught my attention since you're here tonight. But let's play that song from the EP. The EP is out now. It's called Four Love Songs by Tanza. This is the first single from it. This is Johnny. It's just trying.
You are on Joy 94.9 with myself, Brian Lair, and our very special guest, Tanza, is still here with us in the studio.
We just heard her track, Johnny, from the EP. The EP is called Four Love Songs by Tanza. That's an interesting title.
I had a few knocking around, but that one was kind of borrowed from a kind of crooner, kind of Engelbert Humperdinck world of, you know, those old kind of crooner record covers where it's like, you know, eight love songs from Engelbert Humperdinck.
You find them in the bargain bin down at the op shop in a record container box.
That was exactly what I was going for.
And your process for the EP was about 18 months, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, it took a while. I had some kind of personal life stuff happen, but I'm actually glad everything happens for a reason. And the video wouldn't have come out the way it did. The music wouldn't have come out the way it did. It had it run to schedule, so I'm thrilled.
So did the personal stuff come into your music in the end?
Yeah, kind of. good and bad. I think so. But yeah, in terms of the recording, yeah, it came out way better, I reckon, with the delay. And I wouldn't have had all those beautiful queens in that video either.
And you write the music first and then the lyrics.
Yes, that's right.
Because a lot of people might have like ideas in their head and they jot things down, like words or phrases or whatever. Everyone's different doing their thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've usually got a few words or an idea knocking around when I write the music, but it's definitely a soundscape first. I'm kind of a person who has emotional experiences and hears swells of strings and hears, you know, the picture of what it's going to sound like. And then at the very end, I'm like bloody scribbling the lyrics down. And I'm currently doing it at the moment. I've got a new song that I'm going to open with just to put the pressure on Saturday at my EP launch. And still working on the lyrics for that one. But I feel like working under pressure works for me in a lyrical sense because I don't overcook it. It comes very naturally.
Now, looking on your social media, there's heaps of cute videos on there. You as a sexy nurse with black gloves and cleavage.
That's a bit sexy, Tanza.
I love that.
Did you notice that one?
Yeah. I noticed that. the and the black gloves and the cleavage.
Leo always notices the cleavage.
Look, I was working at, I played a wonderful event on Saturday in Warburton called Hear No Evil, Speak No Evil, which is coordinated by my dear friend and fellow performer, Agent Cleave, who's going to be hosting my EP launch, actually. And he coordinated this wonderful night of kind of dark cabaret and just sexy performance. There was also like a banquet feast in this beautiful ex-Masonic lodge in Warburton called Project 3488 that you should absolutely look up because it's such a special community growing, within these performances at, and this venue and the nights that they're putting on. And that was what I was dressed in.
Speaking of the EP launch, it is happening this Saturday night at Toffin Town, affecting all the girls,
yes,
from the video, doing their own numbers.
I'm sure they'll
well.
Be glammed up, definitely.
I know. And your EP is a limited edition red vinyl. You can get that as a limited edition.
Red heart vinyl, Tanza.
Yeah. It's a red heart glitter vinyl, boys.
Ooh. Wow. That sounds camp and fabulous.
I just had to up the ante, just that extra level of ridiculousness.
The EP is online right now called Four Love Songs by Tanza. As I said before, she's launching the EP this Saturday night at the Toff in Town. Tickets at the door. You're on, so what time are you on stage? 8 o'clock? 9 o'clock?
The doors open at 8 and I'm not actually giving times away because the performances are going to be happening all night and if you bloody turn up 15 minutes late, you're going to miss something amazing.
Right.
So I'm just telling
get
everyone.
At 8.
Yeah, get there at 8 on the dot, yes. Get your espresso martini into you and then it's just going to be a few hours of just non-stop, wild, varied entertainment.
Well, we want to see the girls do their thing beforehand anyway, don't we?
Yes, yeah. Of course you do.
And make sure you follow Tanza on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for coming in tonight, darling.
Thanks, Tanza.
Oh, thank you so much, darlings.
And all the best for the EP and the EP launch this Saturday.
Thank you. It's now, my birthday, so you guys better come. Otherwise, you'll be a bad friend.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.